SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
We got naughty and non.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah, that was a great fucking time. What are some of the highlights in your mind, baby?
Lots of group sex this trip. Lots of, I would call, orgies.
It was a hot fucking time that we had down there in Naughty and Nolens. Bob and Tess know how to throw a fucking party. I'm glad that we got there a day early because that allowed us to not be so rushed. And so the next day when we had our meet and greet and everything, we were all fresh and ready and groovy to go.
Yeah, definitely. And that meet and greet was fabulous this year. They gave us the back room, so we had a larger space because our group had doubled. Plus, we had invited all of our podcasting friends.
Yeah, and so we were at the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Right across from the hotel. Yeah, we had a great time at the meet and greet and gave out a few SwingerCast t-shirts and got a great group photo at the end.
Underneath their sign. What did that sign say? It said something.
Fuck a stranger.
No.
Said love all, serve all. And we had a big group photo there. And the meet and greet is just, it's the only thing that we really organized on the trip. But it's just a great way to kind of kick it off.
It's crucial for the trip because it gives an opportunity for all the people that are traveling with us to meet each other before the large crowd
onslaught of naughty swingers.
You know, and it gives a little grounding. It's always a good time. Right after the meet and greet, I wanted to make sure I got there on time for the parade so I could get with the Treme brass band
up we did.
Front. And we did. We went out there. Got out there. Jay and Angie from Average Swingers were with us. We met a few people in the lobby, and we just went right out there to try to find the band.
Hello, how are you?
Richard with Cassidy.com.
We're getting ready to have a parade here?
Yes.
Or a wet t-shirt contest.
A wet t-shirt contest on Bourbon Street.
It is raining and we're still having fun.
We were jamming out there a little while with the band before the parade began.
It was cool.
Can I get a picture with all y'all, honey?
Yeah, you can get a picture.
Oh, nice. Andy's getting her picture with the Treme brass band.
I got a guy with a really big horn here.
The one with the biggest instrument, yes.
You are so funny because I look over there and you're having him listen to your phone. I'm like, what are you doing? And then I realized what you were doing. You were totally like letting him listen to our intro to our podcast. And he was picking it out. Like, he must have only heard like a couple of bars of it, and he was playing it. And had the parade not made a move right then, he would have had it down.
They were trying to pick up our little theme song. It was kind of starting to rain.
Yeah, that's what happened.
A little bit. And we were kind of like, is the parade going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Hey, guys, while we're waiting, just see if I hum a few bars, can you fake it? The crowd was starting to swell. There was at least 1,000 people out on Bourbon Street ready for the party.
It was, like you said, starting to rain. And it had been a little bit raining before that and some lightning. But it was a sprinkle, so everybody was poured out onto the streets.
The band turned around. Now they're saying the party's upstairs.
Upstairs. Look at these thousands of people here. How are
it was almost like the parade was going to go. They started marching a block just in front of the hotel. And then they swung around and started going back towards the hotel. But the parade was, I guess, the shortest parade ever. But it was funny because there were so many people out there. And that you could tell the people that weren't a part of the parade were like all excited for it and wanting it to go. And then it went back into the hotel and never came out. And then people paraded up to the ballroom in the hotel. But they canceled the parade because of the rain.
But it was a great start to the event. Actually, even though it got rained out, it was still a lot of fun and people bonded and
yeah,
and everybody was
cool. I was amazed at how adaptable everyone was and how fast Bob and Tess had that alternative plan to get the Treme brass band up to the ballroom floor and bring the parade into the hotel like that.
In no time.
Mm-hmm.
They had transformed the entire ballroom areas where we would have dances later in the week. They immediately transformed it into a dance party, and it was full on DJs, and they brought the parade into the ballroom.
They even had a couple of floats that they managed to get up there and were throwing out beads. And
it was a blast.
And it was fun, and everybody was such in good spirits. I mean, everybody wanted to go do the parade, but
it rained on our parade, but that didn't slow us down at all.
Mm-mm. So I think that night, you and I decided to go to Colette.
Colette's is an on-premise club about two blocks away. Part of our admission, I guess, to the event at Nadia Nolens included a free night at Colette's. So we thought, well, let's take advantage of that. And let's head over there and check out what's going on over at Colette's. Later in the week, they had a lifestyle awards, and Colette's actually won as one of the best southern clubs in the U.S., and I definitely concur with that. It's a really nice club.
Yes, and they have one in Dallas as well, and
yeah,
they also won. Yeah, it's a great club, and I think we picked a great night to go because it wasn't that crowded.
It was full, but not like jam-packed where you couldn't find a place to play.
Right, and sometimes when you go there during the convention, it's just really super crowded because everybody decided to go on the same night.
I thought we would probably go into the group room or one of the playrooms, but we kind of like spontaneously, they have a room where it's like a movie room where they're like showing like adult videos, and it's like kind of like laid out like a movie room, and I got horny, I'll admit it, and I was like, hey, baby, why don't we play in here, me and you?
Yeah, and it was a pretty spontaneous decision because we had walked around kind of looking at the different play areas, and we were just passing by that, and it looked fun in there. It was like naughty. It was like set up like a movie theater, like a dirty movie theater. Playing, and they had the big screen and had the chairs.
There was a girl like sprawled. I think that's what got me horny. There was
the girl, and she was
like sprawled out on the chairs in front of us, and a guy was like fingering her, and she was moaning, and
yeah,
I was like, well, this looks like,
and
fun.
It was yeah, it was hot because on the screen was a nice porno doing this, mimicking the same sort of thing. And so we sat down, you sat down, and I sat down next to you, and then I think pretty quick I started sucking your dick.
Yeah. And the girl was
next
to us.
I was kind of down on my knees.
And you were, and her guy was fingering her, and you were down between my legs and giving me a blowjob.
Mm-hmm.
And then that couple next to us, they finished. And then you're still going down on me, and I was like loving it. I was loving it. It was a really great blowjob.
I guess I had a perfect dress.
I thought you were just going to suck me a little bit, and then we would like move on to another part of the
Yeah, world. But I got wet sucking you in that. I got so turned on. I was facing you, so I kind of like stood up, but then like kind of crawled up onto the chair. and then lowered myself onto your hard cock on the chair and used the chair pushing up on my arms and pushing back. And that was very comfortable. And when I would lean back, and then there were two guys, one on each side of me, that had come, and they both politely asked if they could touch. And I said yes, and they were touching my tits and kissing my neck and touching my tits while I was going up and down on your cock until it got to be where we were really fucking. And then I could tell the second you were going to come. So I just like, I pushed back and kind of like fell down so I could suck your cock right as you were coming. I pulled out and kind of like plopped down and put my head over your cock. I don't know the position.
I don't know how
in.
You did it. You had your legs still wrapped around me, but your butt and your face went like straight down to the ground, but you still were not on the ground. You were still suspended.
Right.
And now you're sucking my dick and I'm coming like, in your mouth. And it was a crazy position, but much appreciated.
I wasn't like, I could probably never recreate that, or I'm sure it looked really odd,
and then
but
we,
it worked.
We peeled you up off of the ground.
All three of you guys lifted me up.
Yeah, and you didn't even suck any other dicks that night.
No.
I was surprised.
No.
It was hot. It was fun. It was very spontaneous sex, and I went and got us a drink afterwards, and we met another couple. They have a really nice area to talk to people.
And chill
get
out.
To know you area.
Yeah, I love that room.
It's like a library kind of thing upstairs, and we chilled out there and talked with a really nice couple for a while before we went back to our room that night and fuck some more. I don't think the pool was open that first night. But
I tried to.
That was a highlight. That was definitely a highlight. That was a fucking hot time up there. There's a place on Bourbon Street called The Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a really good time there. At one
that
of the
was
daytime
my favorite
party.
Day party.
We got a little area kind of roped off that we kind of commandeered, got there early and secured it, and we had enough room for all of our group to kind of find us up there, and everybody was grinding on each other and just flirting and kissing and touching,
and then we could see the whole place because we were kind of on a balcony.
I had so many kisses that day.
Yeah, that was a kissing day.
That was a kissy
Everybody
day.
Was very, very kissable and lovey-touchy.
Thank
all
God
day.
For alcohol.
And suds and...
It was a foam party.
We had some foam going.
That was fun at the beach. You know, one of the other highlights from the daytime parties was the girl who won Miss Naughty and Nolens. She.
I don't know if you should tell about that.
I don't know. It's a dangerous precedent that she struck, but fucking hilarious. This girl, imagine, hot blonde, big tits, 30 maybe?
I don't know.
Hot. She gets on stage. She's competing for the Miss Naughty and Nolens contest. And she's got a butt plug in her ass. With like
diamonds or something.
Diamonds or something, right?
We could hardly see.
And then she starts pulling something out of her pussy. Little bit. Pulling something. Now all of a sudden it's getting so much stuff coming out of her pussy that she has to recruit a friend. And now the friend is like pulling this banner.
Cloth banner.
Out of her pussy. It is 12 feet long. And it's probably 8 inches wide.
And I think it was kind of like that parachute material.
And it says, vote for me.
Yeah.
And the crowd went apeshit.
I feel like I'm back in Thailand. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Of course she won.
Yes, she did. Yes, but I say a dangerous precedent, because what are you going to pull out of your pussy next year to top that? I mean, it was crazy. It was
wow,
fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So much fun at those daytime parties. You
at
have
least
to
go to one of them.
Oh, one. You got to go to all of them, but you just have to balance yourself. You just can't drink all day long. You can't start drinking at 12 o'clock and expect to be able to be standing up at midnight if you've been drinking all day.
I am always amazed, though, how people are able to get all wild at those daytime parties and then by the evening time get all cleaned up and sobered up enough to make it to the evening fancy parties. So great daytime parties. Lots of grinding, lots of fun.
And then the nighttime parties, I mean, it's a marathon. It's the nighttime parties were just as fun, if not more. Because it's night, and it's you're dressed up, and there's theme parties, and there was a sailor and sinner night, and a Mardi Gras night, and a dress to impress night, and just all kinds of...
Oh, and the pajama night.
And a pajama night, yeah. They had amazing body painters there this year. The body painters, I mean, it wasn't just like, oh, here's a swash of purple over your breast. I mean, they were
intricate, very
artistic. There was a sheriff in town. There was a girl who was made up like a sheriff, and she had they had painted a vest on her with a marshal's badge, and I mean, it looked. I mean,
and it was like it was some kind of special paint, like a latex paint.
Yeah, it looked like she had clothes on. I mean, it looked like. I mean, it was amazing. I was really impressed with that. And people just having a blast and partying and having a great time out on Bourbon Street. And that's why I love Naughty and Nolens. It's just a fun fucking time.
And lots of fun, sexy, like-minded couples to talk to and share your naughty stories with. And we met some new friends, James and Stacy from Seattle. What's your story? What's your you guys'
well,
story?
Well, our story, we've basically been in the lifestyle since we've been together.
Yeah.
I was in the lifestyle in a prior relationship, and I had found that this is something that I enjoy immensely. And so when she and I met...
For me, it was love at first sight. you know, around a third or fourth date, you know, I didn't want to lead her on into, you know, because I believe sexual compatibility is a huge part of a relationship. And I think more than money or anything else, sex, you know, if you're not compatible sexually, if your partner, whom you're supposed to trust and love, says no to everything you're into, that's going to kill a marriage.
Yeah.
So I said on our third date, I basically was like, I'm really starting to fall for you and I enjoy this, what we have here, but I really cannot be physically monogamous, mentally and emotionally, which we are. We're not polyamorous or anything like that. We dedicate our heart and our soul to each other. We're partners in everything, but sexually, we just enjoy having sex with other people. I love watching her have sex with other men. It turns me on a lot.
When he first told me about the lifestyle, I was 5 months out of a 6-year relationship, and just that was my high school sweetheart, just only knew him, and kind of messed around when I was younger in high school, but then once I got with him, it was just both of us. So when I first met him, I thought that I liked him a lot. However, I didn't want to be just with him. I wanted to explore more. So once he told me that I could have the relationship, plus I can still go out and explore, that was where it really clicked for me. And that's how I came in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. Is it your first time at Naughty and Nolens?
Second.
It's our second time. We had so much fun last year. Literally, we booked before we left the city.
Yeah.
for this year, and we're about to sign up and book again. this is our last year was our first ever lifestyle vacation. We had not done any of the resorts or cruises or anything. People, lifestyle friends in Seattle tell us, you should do cruise and this and that. And I was like, I haven't even gone on a regular cruise, much less, you know, a lifestyle cruise. And, I know there's 3,000 people on the boat, and everybody says this to me all the time, but, you know, we weren't sure if we were going to like anyone. Yeah. We didn't know. We had no experience. So we figured we'd come to one of our favorite cities, and at least if we didn't like anyone, we still had New Orleans to enjoy and explore and just have a good time, because we love the city. We spent our honeymoon here. We love Colette's.
Yeah. It's
just a great place. And so we figured that would be, you know, a good introduction into a lifestyle vacations. And now we have pretty much coming to Naughty every year. We have a European cruise booked for 2017, and basically unless it's to see family, we're never taking a vanilla vacation again.
We want to spend all of our time now just doing lifestyle vacations.
We would love to do more lifestyle vacations, and basically our how we look at the lifestyle, how our, like, yes, it is a lifestyle. Okay, but it's not our lives. Mm-hmm. Our lives are separate and kind of in a bubble away from it. Like, we have our lives and our bills and our jobs and everything like that. The lifestyle is just fun. So when you're in a community in your hometown, you start getting to know people more and know people more. And then you have, you know, once you start to know people, you start to know their drama and their lives and this and that and the other thing, which is why we really enjoy the vacations, because we get to have fun.
Very drama-free.
And they're drama-free, and everybody's on the same page, and then you get
everybody's
back to your life.
More open at vacations. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can walk around and just be free, and you can be naked, and you can wear whatever makes you feel sexy, and that's what I like about the lifestyle vacations. It's like, everyone, we're all here for one purpose. So we're here to have fun and make the best of our vacation.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know, it's so refreshing to hear you guys say that. I know that you haven't, you said you haven't ever listened to our show.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're pretty much cut from the same cloth. I mean, everything you said is pretty much exactly our outlook on it, too. And not to say that's the right way or the best way. It's our way, you know.
One thing about the lifestyle, one thing I love, love, love about the lifestyle is there is zero judgment. Mm-hmm. You like this. Awesome. Not my thing. Go for it.
But you should still have that freedom to explore what you like,
and you
should,
and you have the freedom to talk to people who may not, it may not be your thing, but they have no judgment, and you'd be like, cool, whatever gets you off, you know. Yeah. I have a very simple philosophy: whatever one man finds disgusting, there's another man jerking off to somewhere. So, you know, it's just that's how it is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I have, like, we're not really into the BDSM stuff or the bondage stuff.
But we'll go to the dungeon and check it out.
Check it out and just kind of see what's going on.
And, you know?
And we have friends who are very into that stuff, and that's great. And that's for them. But, you know, not us. We just enjoy lots of sex.
Yes.
Lots of sex.
Did you guys make it to Colette's this year?
We're going to go Sunday night because, you know, every other night during the convention, it's just so crowded. And we've met a few people that are staying over till Monday that we really haven't got a chance to kind of connect with. And we let them know that, hey, we're going to probably be at Colette's Sunday night, you know, and stuff like that. And hopefully we'll get a nice little group of the stragglers, the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
But we do love Colette's so much. I just, you know, during convention time, it's just so packed and so crowded. And I don't like waiting for rooms.
But the parties are so much.
But the parties
fun
here
too.
Are so
like,
great.
You don't want to leave here to go, maybe there's something better there or not.
Yeah,
I'd rather just stay in one place because a lot of times the party is where you're at.
And honestly, the pool here after midnight is the best
don't
place.
Don't blow up the spot.
Don't blow up the spot.
Don't blow up the spot.
Everybody's
going to
be down. Everybody's going to be down in the pool. But
well, this
every
is not
night.
Be out until later.
Right. But the pool is. After midnight, we were told last year, it's like, you know, we were newbies, and that was what's great about last year. So many people were like, oh, we've been coming here 5 years. This is what you need to do.
Some people that have been coming since 97.
Right.
And, that's crazy.
And it's just crazy to me, and it's amazing, and it's so great. You know, there's so many ages, so many different groups of people, and so many, and granted, I mean, not every, you know, you're not going to be attracted to everyone, but I can, and you're not going to sleep with everyone, but everybody's super friendly and super nice, and just accepting.
You're not going to sleep with everyone.
No.
But you can try.
Yeah, well, you can. There are some that, you know, of course.
Well, hunting
is fun. And
game.
You know, well, here's the thing. A lot of ladies in the lifestyle, to the ladies, please just be honest. You're not my type. Very simple.
Don't
no, thank
ever
you.
Take
you're not my
one
type.
For the team.
And don't take one for the team. I have a big dick and a bigger ego. You telling me that you're not my type, it's quite frankly your loss. And I have no problem. Just I'd rather you tell me the truth, and so
and
I can move on.
And cutting people loose early, too,
right.
Because we all know that time is of an essence
mm-hmm.
around here.
Sure.
And so if
especially
you're not
when you're
interested,
only here for a couple days.
Be very upfront. And I know that's mm-hmm. very hard for people. And
yeah,
maybe you
sometimes
don't know until you get to that point. But be as open as you can mm-hmm. and be as honest
so
as you can.
So have you guys learned anything from last year on how to connect with people?
Really,
Through costumes. People don't want to dress up, but costumes are great icebreakers.
Yeah. If you don't want to dress up in the lifestyle, you shouldn't be in the lifestyle. Plain and simple, because that's a huge icebreaker. I the best times I ever had was when I stopped being cool.
Yeah.
And so if you can't get outside your box in a little bit and just dress up and have a good time, then, you know, I think you're a little uptight and we won't be all that good in the set.
Yeah, well, I think when guys dress up, it shows confidence.
Right.
And confidence is sexy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's the most confident. But confidence and a sense of humor is the two greatest things, I think, for any guy to cultivate.
Yeah.
You're not always going to, you know, you're not always going to get said yes to, but...
But at least you try.
When you meet someone here at the mm-hmm. convention and you like them, or you both, do you both talk about it? Like, do I like this mm-hmm. this couple, or does one of you make?
We're you know, we're more. What's the word I'm looking for? At home, I don't want to say picky or discerning because that kind of denotes that we lower our standards,
yeah.
and it's no. not that's not the thing. It's just that at home we think of. We more think of long term. Am I going to get along with this person,
right.
You know, in a few months from now? Not that, you know, and stuff like that, because we're going to see them again because the community is not that big and we are going to share the same parties and stuff like that. So when we play together, it's more of a consideration like that. Whereas here, if we find someone sexy or, you know, stuff like that, we just go for it. And, you know, it's a little bit more freeing.
But absolutely. 9 times out of 10, like, I can just tell, like, if she's with a guy and I'm with the girl, and you know the girl and I seem to be getting along okay, and I can tell that she's okay. You know, a lot of people sometimes they have, yeah, it's a
yeah,
vibe.
Absolutely.
Some people say they have like code words and all that kind of stuff. I can tell just by looking at her.
We
you
have
know?
A code word. I don't want to put it out
yeah,
on the air, but we have a code word for when we're we want to get out.
Yeah.
We don't have a code word for going in because
right.
we just feel that vibe.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
we do have a code word for getting out. You know?
We kind of like, sometimes James is like behind the guy or the girl and he gives me like the thumbs up yeah. behind the back kind of thing yeah. and I'll give him the nod.
Head
like,
nod
like,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Let's
go
do this. But, you know, it's more like, you know, glances and looks. We've been together 15 years. We got our body language down and stuff like that. But more getting out. We have a code word, just like, all right, we're done. All right, good to see you guys.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
You know, moving on. That's something that's more.
Can you share any of your hot times that you've had here, or your hottest times you've had at Naughty in New Orleans?
Well, we broke our record the first night we were here. Last year we had a 6-way.
Yeah.
This year, the first night we were here on Tuesday night, we had an 8-way.
Yes.
So,
going up
and literally 3 hours off the plane, we were both having sex with other people, strange people we've never met before,
yeah.
and that's just so hot. But we met these really great. We met this guy at the pool last night who was by himself. His wife was in was playing with someone else, and they're like, "Oh, we play separately," and stuff like that. And Stacy found him attractive,
yeah.
and she was, and so Stacy was like, "You know, well, just take this guy back. I'm cool with it." And but then his wife showed up, and all the four of us wound up having a good time. And then she left to go to the chocolate room, and the three of us had a good time. I'm not bi. I'm just saying the three of us. She enjoyed herself immensely.
James loves sharing.
I love sharing her.
We do take single males every once in a while. And
I love watching
two girls together. Don't get me. Every guy, every heterosexual guy does. But I'm not 14 anymore.
Yeah. But sometimes
you know it's okay.
Women
5-10 minutes. That's great. And then yeah, fuck her. Fuck my wife.
Yeah.
Fuck my slutty wife. Yes,
yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes you just got to get naughty.
You just got to get dirty.
Just like, kind of loosened you up. Like, I felt like, wow, why couldn't we have found him, like, on Monday Tuesday?
Yeah. Where was this guy 2 days ago?
And then we could have just,
We've had, this is not my story to tell, but we had one lady who was one girl who was an amazing squirter who, she ruined our bed.
She warned us.
She warned us. It was totally our fault for not putting towels down.
Yeah.
She did warn us. Totally our fault. Apparently, she got kicked off the balcony, though.
Because
she was getting played with on the balcony, and she squirted on the cop down below.
Yeah.
Ooh, I heard about this.
Yeah.
She's already a legend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, we know the girl. We've had sex with the girl.
She's adorable.
And, oh, my God.
How much
liquid fits in that tiny, I have no idea, because she was just kept going and going.
Wait a second.
She's
I love
like a host.
Playing, she's getting played with, and she squirted on a cop down below. One of the cops down on the horses,
on
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then we've been, you know, chatting throughout the day,
and we met them at the pool.
Attractive, and we saw them at the pool late at night. And we said, hey, let's go have some fun. And her man's really great, too. Very nice guy. And then she told us a story about it, and she totally warned us, and I love a wet girl. I love a girl who squirts, getting juicy all over me. I just want it all. I just want it all. I love it. Love it. Absolutely.
Again. What'd the cop do?
I
kicked her off the balcony.
That's
technically assault.
Well,
it's technically assault. Bodily fluid hits a cop. That's technically assault.
Yeah.
Or spitting on a cop or anything like that.
No.
He kicked her off the balcony and made sure to get the fuck out. And let me see you on that goddamn balcony. She was banned for the night.
You know, there's a theme going. Last year at Nutting Islands, there was somebody who slapped the back of a horse. That's assaulting an officer.
That is. That is assaulting an officer. One thing that happened last year, this gentleman is here this year with a lady. I don't know if he was with a lady last year, but I think couples need to know this. You better ask permission before you touch somebody.
Yeah, he was a single guy.
There was a single guy. We met this great unicorn. She's not here this year. April, if you're out there, love you, miss you. when the three of us were chatting on the balcony, he just comes over and just grabs her crotch.
Yeah.
And I pushed him. You know,
yeah,
and I was like, hey, you need to ask permission. And he was here this year, and he was with a lady.
But he was asking permission.
But he was asking permission at least this year. So that's good. And I think a lot of people from the outside looking in think it's a more male-driven, misogynist type of lifestyle. But if you're in it, you know that women have all the say. They're yes or no. Because for us, if she's not having a good time, I'm not having a good time.
Yeah.
So when she's happy and comfortable and having great orgasms and getting the shit fucked out of her, I know I'm going to have a good time. Because, you know, she's having fun, I'm having fun. And that's what it's about. Even at certain events, like there were certain gangbang events and stuff at our lifestyle clubs and stuff like that. It's like, oh, you're going to go have sex? I'm like, no, I'm good. And I'm like, why not? Because Stacey hasn't found a guy to fuck.
Yeah.
Not just she's opposed to the gangbang stuff, just not in a public kind of club setting. Mm-hmm. You know, we will do that in private.
Right.
But, you know, it's not really something we do with like 500 people watching.
Yeah.
Right.
Some things still need to be behind closed doors.
Yeah, there are certain things that we love to do, but we like to do, you know.
But no judgment for the ladies.
No judgment for the ladies that do.
No.
None whatsoever. I think it's hot. God bless you, all of you. Yes.
Like, thank you for having that
Thank you for having that confidence
that.
And awesome,
yes.
And it's fun to watch.
Yes.
And, you know, but just, yeah, we would do that privately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned Everybody Swing, Matt and Bianca's podcast,
sure.
Right? Are you just listeners, or you guys actually know them?
We know them.
Okay.
They're part of our community. We actually knew them before they started their podcast.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 years ago, we met them.
Oh, cool.
I think their podcast has only been up for about 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. They're amazing people. Matt's
they have great parties.
They have great parties. They're adorable. Bianca is just crazy sexy. Mm-hmm. She is probably one of the fittest women I've ever met in my life.
And yeah,
she does the pole dancing and stuff. She is incredibly sexy.
The only thing I just want to tell is women out there, just own it and just be honest. Because mm-hmm. in the beginning when I was younger and I was 24 and the internet wasn't that big and it was so hard to meet people, I was just very nervous. And so I do want to push out Girls Uncorked and stuff, because I think that's a great outlet for women to come together and realize that they can go and talk to people and feel like they're in a safe environment and just let people know that, you know, this is what I'm into, because you can't just go to your vanilla best friend and tell her, oh my God, you can't believe this amazing weekend I had, because she's not going to understand. So I just want women to be more empowered in the lifestyle and just keep going with that.
You know what? If you're new to the lifestyle, the only advice I ever give you, no matter how much it hurts, no matter how much you think it may hurt your significant other, 100% honesty at all times. If you're not comfortable in a situation, if there's something that you didn't like, or if there's something you don't want to do, let it be known. Because if one of the person is doing it just for the other, that's not why you're here. It's a mutual kind of thing, and you want to be as honest and open with your partner as possible. And then I think that's why we have a great relationship, is because no matter how bad it hurts, or how bad, you know, the feelings get hurt more when they find out they lied. So rip the Band-Aid off quick and just say, hey, that was not cool. Don't do that shit again.
And then the last thing, too, is if you are having issues in your relationship, don't bring it to the lifestyle.
Exactly. It's
because it's going to make it even worse.
Yep.
So again, it's for
secure relationships only.
Yes.
Don't come in there to fix anything, because it's just going to
get
further
broken.
Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
You were awesome.
Wow, you guys are wonderful. Thank
awesome.
You so much.
Nice to meet you and have
you
do
guys
that.
Are
we really
to
appreciate
the big
it.
Party?
Yeah, we'll be there later on tonight. Yeah. Absolutely.
Dance.
We'll see you guys. Yeah, we'll dance and hang out. Absolutely.
We had a great time chatting with those two, and at the end, Stacy shared that she has a Facebook page, Ginger Soul Less, on Facebook. So check her out.
Yeah, I love having conversations with people at Naughty in New Orleans. It's really great, because it's all sexy and
open.
People share, yeah, and actually share a lot in conversation. And it's just great, because you don't get that in everyday life.
And so we're going to share some of our sexy times with you guys up next.
We probably played a lot more this trip than we did last trip.
Yeah, maybe with others, you mean? I mean, you and I always get it on. But I mean, yeah, you're probably right. We probably played with more people this year than past year. Thursday night, we had a little fun in the White Room.
Yeah.
It was a blast from the past.
Yeah. I just remember we actually walked around, you and I, for a while that first night. The playrooms were open, looking for a spot, but there was no room at all when we first were walking around. It was totally full of people, and it was kind of hot walking around and listening to all the sounds. But I was getting kind of like anxious, like, can't find a place. Can't find a spot. And then, so you said, well, let's just go in the dark room. And we'll walk in the dark room. So we went in the dark room for a little while.
You were, like, getting fingered. I was just pressed up against you.
Yeah.
No one was touching me. I was just touching you. And then I felt like another couple guys' hands come in. And you were getting fingered.
Yeah. I was up against you. My back was up to you. I had you blocked, so guys would touch you. But,
right.
But, yeah, this one guy, he was fingering me. He was on my right side. And then I couldn't tell if it was your hands or their hands or what, but
it was their hands. My hands were just on your ass. I would reach around to feel your pussy, and I would feel two hands there, two guys' hands, and so I would just back off, and they were fingering you pretty strongly.
Wow, yeah.
Because you had your pants on still, but they were like, had their hands inside your panties.
I had my robe on. And I did. I had some G-strings on, but they had pulled it to the side.
Yeah.
And were fingering me. And I was just kind of like, even though I was standing up, I was laying back onto your chest, and you were kind of like holding me up vertically, because at that point my legs were giving out with the orgasms from their fingering.
And we weren't even in there very long. 10 minutes, and you were coming.
It happened fast.
It happened very fast, and then
I was turned on, and then I didn't want to lay down there on the bed there in the dark room, because, you know, I had my bag, I had all my stuff, I didn't want to, and I haven't done...
We had a quickie in the dark room.
We had a quickie in the dark room. We came out, I felt like, damn.
Yeah, you were all...
It was funny, because some people were trying to walk up to the dark room before, and I came out, you know, I was like, you could totally tell I just came, you know.
Yeah, you were glowing. Yeah. And you were turned on, and then we went down to the white room to have fun with each other.
So after we got out of the dark room, I said to you, I said, I'm gonna follow one of these guys that are cleaning the beds here. They know when a bed opens up because they are so fast with cleaning off the beds, removing the sheets, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I bet we'll find one. And sure enough, the first one he went to a bed over in the corner of the white room. And we followed him. And we get in there. And it's the exact same bed that we were on last year. And we looked over to the left. And three couples from our group were on the bed next to it.
Just like last year, when we had gone into the same room, there was two couples playing next to us. Now there's three couples, and one of those couples was one of the couples from the year before.
So it was kind of funny. You and I were like all like turned on, and I think I may have gone down on you a little while, because I was so wet from that dark room.
You opened up the curtains.
Oh, that's when
we
were
fucking.
Our friends. You were fucking me when you were fucking me. I'm saying that we pretty much started fucking pretty soon.
Yeah.
Once we got to the bed, I think we did a little oral sex, but we were kind of worked up from walking around all the rooms looking for a place, and then in the dark room, and now we were like...
We were, or you were?
I was. But, I mean, we were so close to that other bed. When you would fuck me, you fucked me from behind at one point, doggy style, so I could watch the beautiful sights next to us. And then, I think from doggy style, you were doing me missionary. Now, we were halfway on the bed, and my head was hanging off the bed, and then I separated the beaded curtain that was between our two beds. So,
yeah,
you were fucking me. My head was upside down, watching the ladies. The ladies were very hot, doing some hot, exciting girl play at the time.
Yeah, there was three couples on that bed.
And I think they were taking turns on the women.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said I was next, I heard, but I don't think you heard that. But yeah, it was very hot. And to be so close to them, and then I was able to grab a leg or rub a...
Oh, ass. Well, yeah. On our way out, one of the ladies was kind of spread out, and she was getting lots of attention, and I just gave her just a little bit more. Just, I didn't kiss her or do anything.
Yeah.
I just kind of touched her neck and her shoulder, and it was... hot.
Yeah.
She would probably say that she would prefer to have been more of the giver than the receiver. But watching her get all that pleasure was bringing me pleasure. It was hot.
It's kind of hard, though, when you are the giver to receive pleasure, but it's always good to be to do both. It makes it really hot if you're able to give and receive. That was a very hot sight.
They were a hot six-em. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad we got to play beside them. That was fun.
Yeah. And then we went up to, I think you and I went up to the pool, and we partied with Jay and Angie. They were
probably
there.
That was late just about every party. Night.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think I could do Naughty in New Orleans without Jay and Angie. I just don't think I would survive. Friday night was pretty wild.
That was a wild one. Some couples in her group organized a group sex playtime. And we got there. Of course, we were a little bit late. There was like 10 people. It was a tensome.
We found our friends. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 on the bed. Wait. I don't want to be right there. I want to be back.
We knew our friends were in the play area. And we knew there was an orgy that we were supposed to go. So this night, we were walking around the playrooms listening to familiar moans and screams, you know, to try to find them. And we did. I think I even recorded a few sounds.
We walked in and it was ongoing. It was, and yeah, there was 10 couples that we, or 10 people that we knew, but around us there was 3 times more of just people just getting it on. It was hot. Mm-hmm. And I laid you down on the bed and started going down on you and blowjobs.
Lots of sensual play. It was a nice, comfortable orgy. I mean, everyone seemed, it really flowed, and it was just a lot of touching and oral sex. I mean,
it wasn't a lot of swapping.
No, but it was a lot. It's a big body pile and lots of touching, and I love that with everybody touching and kissing and sucking and licking, and when people are having orgasms, you're right there and you're connected to it. That was a great group play situation. I enjoyed every bit of it, and playing with some people that I'd wanted to play with before, and
some people that we had played with before that we got to play with again. It was a lot of fun.
It flowed very well. And you, my dear, you got a triple blowjob, didn't you?
The next night.
Oh, that was the next night. Well, you got double blowjobs at least. You probably got 3 blowjobs at least.
Yeah,
during
no.
that play situation.
No, it was a lot of fun. It was hot. It was great. I mean, yes, I love getting the blowjobs, but really, like, one of the things that really stands out for me is, like, there was a woman who, her guy was going down on her, and she was just coming and coming, and I was just, all I was doing was just touching her tits and her neck, and that doesn't sound like a lot, but that was fucking hot for me. It was really great watching her come. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it too. Just makes me all excited inside. And so, you know, group play is different than your typical either foursome or even sometimes a sixsome. But when you go over 6 and you, I don't know. I mean, when you get like 6 and 8 and 10 people.
Yeah, it's just.
It's a whole different dynamic than.
The world is your oyster.
And then it could be overwhelming at first to people, I would imagine. But when you relax into it, and when you're around good people like that, just chill back, respectful people, it's just the best. Those body piles and just everyone coming and caressing and touching and just very, and the energy, I love it.
Yeah.
I love the energy and the way it flows. So that was a wild Friday night, and then we pretty much closed the playroom down there that night. We went back down to the pool, and our friends of Swap Foos were there. They had taken a nap and awakened to party, and we had a blast with those guys at the pool. And after the pool, they're so much fun. We love those two. And we won't be telling you the play-by-play of this one, but all I can say is it was hot, and it was funny. It was fucking funny. And it's great to be able to...
And there was chocolate involved.
There was chocolate. Now, real chocolate. I do want to share how she was sucking your dick at the pool. That was hilarious. I was like mesmerized by her.
Okay.
She was practicing. She's like sucking your dick like a porn star. She's like, I'm practicing. And when she was hilarious. And she was doing all this making all these
spitting on it.
Yeah, I just really like going down and making all this naughty, naughty noises, sucking your dick and gurgling, and just, you had to be there, but it's hilarious. Yeah, everybody want a porn star blowjob.
Yes.
They're going to be lining up for that porn star blowjob.
Talk dirty to me.
We had fun partying with them afterwards, after that tensum.
Yeah, we stayed up really late.
Had a great
time. Love me some Swap Foos.
After a tensum, I wasn't thinking about playing at all when we went down to the pool. But when we ran into the Foos, and she was so much fun with her porn star blowjobs, and they were just so much fun. They kept us up till sunrise. It's a good thing we took it to the room, because she would have probably had a line of people wanting a porn star blowjob that she was giving you in the pool.
She's hot.
That was fun. And that's what's so much fun about these conventions. Everybody is just so happy and having fun and joking and laughing, and it's just all so much fun. You just can't.
There's a lot planned, but then there's so much stuff that happens that you just don't, that's spontaneous, that just you don't think is going to happen, or you know, you just don't know.
You just got to go with the flow, and that is what we like.
I love it. Had a blast.
Yeah.
Ready to do it again.
And we didn't even talk about Saturday night. Saturday night
was off the hook.
Last night. That was a blast.
It was a Mardi Gras night. They had given out, Tom and Bunny had won. Our friends from Freedom Acres won the King and Queen of Nolens.
Yes, I was so happy for them.
Yes.
They totally surprised. They were so surprised,
and apparently, yeah.
Bob and Tess don't even make that decision until like minutes before they announce it.
Oh, really?
And yeah,
I don't know how they judge it, but if you judge it on who's having the most fun, definitely Tom and Bunny were up there. They were contenders.
Mm-hmm.
They were having a blast the entire freaking week. And we were happy for them.
They were so surprised. And
I got down on one knee and said, I'm not worthy. That was fun.
And before all of that, though, they had a hypnotist show. And Brian Madrid, and that was a blast. One of our
friends
in our group, a lovely couple from Las Vegas, who we really, really like a lot, she was hypnotized. And so during the whole time, it was fun sitting by her husband.
Watching his shock and awe.
And then watching her, and she was awesome.
Now, in a moment, we're going to do what we call a hypnotic induction. You're going to see the individuals behind you become very, very relaxed. Sometimes you're going to see them lean to the left. Sometimes they're going to lean to the right.
She wanted me to go up, too, with her, but I declined. She was bold to go up by herself like that. And I, after she went up, I was thinking, you know what? I kind of want to do it now because of the whole part of when you're hypnotized and when you wake up, it's like you've been sleeping for hours. So I wanted to
have that rest.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
I'll do it for that.
When I count to three, everybody's going to sit up with their eyes wide open, and the guys are going to realize that they just grew the biggest breast that they've ever seen, and they can't stop touching them, and they are in love with those 34 triple E's. And the women are going to realize that they just have the biggest dick that they've ever seen. And they're impressed, and they're going to be able to describe all of that in detail.
They were having them do the craziest stuff.
Yeah, I think that was a great show to have. So glad we made it for that show.
When I count to three, everybody's going to sit up with their eyes wide open. One, two, and three. Eyes open, wide awake. Go ahead and take a look. I think we have some new things that's grown down there.
They had that place decorated so well, and the entertainment was superb. And I think, like the on the awards night, I mean, they had this woman, this naked woman with the red carpet, and you like stepped on the red carpet. It was kind of like part of her dress. They also had like statues, which were like real people.
People painted in gold. And
yeah, and then for the Mardi Gras, They went all out with the decorations, and it's very classy.
We really didn't talk very much about the award show, but it is pretty cool that Bob and Tess have decided to do an annual lifestyle awards show. I mean, other people in the lifestyle have done awards shows and things like that to recognize people that, and we were nominated, didn't win, but we were honored that we were nominated for a podcast award.
Michael and Holly from Playboy Radio won the podcast award, and they also hosted the award ceremony.
Bob, Tess, thank you so much for inviting us and everyone to be here, to be part of your family. Many of you heard me say this before. Blood makes us related. It's loyalty that makes us family. And we're proud to call you family. Not in New Orleans, every year, anyone who's attended, 17 years now, right, you guys? Continues to get better. And the reason is Bob and Tess and all of you. So thank you. Give yourself a round of applause. It's been a long time for those who've been around the lifestyle community since we've had an award show. It takes a lot of time to put it together. It takes a lot of money to make it happen. Those websites don't come cheap. Bob and Tess, what you do for our community is above and beyond. And I'll try not to get choked up, because it does. This is what we do for a living. They say it takes a village to raise a family. That's what we all are. And that's why I say we're family. One of us can destroy it for everyone, or together we succeed. And some lead by example. Others lead like Bob and Tess. Not just their words, not just their examples. It's their actions. And again, you guys, can't thank you enough. So, Bob and Tess, I applaud you and everybody that's been here.
It was a great show that Bob and Tess put on. And all of the winners, and there's so many categories, can be found at the annual lifestyleawards.com. But we recorded the entire event, but we're going to play you now just a few of the highlights, because I think part of the history and part of the legacy is important and really meant a lot to us to hear the stories that you're about to hear, and we wanted to share it with you.
And when we were putting this award show together, I really wanted something special, to do some kind of award that was bigger than just what's going on now. Something that talks about legacy. And I couldn't think of anything better than make this award the Sue Gould Award. Sue Gould was a very important person in my life. And I learned a lot from her. And she was on the board of National Coalition for Sexual Freedom. But I'm not going to talk a lot about her right now, because I would like to bring Ron Gould up here first. And I would like him to talk a little bit about Miss Sue Gould. Ron?
Bob, Tess, and the lifestyle community, I cannot express what an honor it is to be the presenter of the first Sue Gould Award for leadership in the lifestyle community. When Sue and I started in the lifestyle back in the dark ages in Detroit before email and internet, 1978, it was a totally disorganized community. We were very much underground, and in most areas of the country, it took some deep investigation to seek out clubs and others with similar interests. Most of the information was found in the ads in the back of magazines, like Elle published. I remember going to our first club, and as we walked in, being in our 20s, the look of new meat from the older crowd. The older crowd were all in their mid-30s to mid-40s. As we matured, we watched the lifestyle evolve. Sue took the lead in the late 90s to organize clubs around the country. In Chicago, she was instrumental in uniting all of the area clubs into working together. One memorable event that brought all of the Chicago area clubs was a Jell-O wrestling event, which all clubs participated at a local nightclub. She was involved in the NCSF, NASCA, assorted social organizations, and was well known in the Midwest media circles for being the go-to person for any information about the lifestyle that was hot in the media at that time. She was well known for her seminars for new couples, and her book, Happy Swinging, is still regarded as a must for new couples. We sponsored a trip to Jamaica in, I think, 2003, 2004, where we took 70-plus couples. There was one couple where the male was badly disfigured in the face. They stayed to themselves the first part of the day. Right after lunch, Sue and I were sitting in a group of about 15 couples, and Sue kept looking at them out in the distance on the beach. Suddenly, she jumped up and said, "I can't take it anymore," and she proceeded to walk to the beach to the couple. She was there for about 15 minutes or so, and then she came back to our group with the couple on each arm. As they stood in front of us, she proclaimed, "This is so-and-so. The gentleman was shot in the face with a shotgun from a hunting accident, and he's still going through surgeries." And then she looked at each one of us in the eye. "Feel free to ask them any questions you want to know." At the end of the week, the wife came up to Sue in tears, thanking her and saying, "This is the first time in their life that people like us, treated them normal. They were able to participate in group events. And the most important part was, again, for the first time in their lives, they got to be themselves." That was just one example how Sue was. But more than anything, she promoted within the lifestyle that, as we all know as participants, you and everyone around are themselves. I don't know of any other group of people that are truly being themselves when they come to a lifestyle event. Sue and I were married for 35 years. And 30 of those years was in the lifestyle. Sue epitomized what the lifestyle was and should be. Diagnosed with melanoma in 1996, she lost the fight in 2008. I don't know if there'll ever be another Sue. She touched so many in positive ways, and through the honor of this award, her legacy will continue. And I thank all of you. Thank you.
I want Ron to get the award. It's a crystal award in the shape of a flame, because her flame still shines bright, and it will last forever in this award. I'll tell you one quick Sue Gould Award story. In 2001, they had a convention that was coming up called Chicago Adventure, and it happened to be on something like September the, I don't know, maybe the 18th. Well, if you remember right, September 11th was the week before that event. And this nation was paralyzed, as we all know. Everybody remembers where they were on September 11th. Well, I remember Sue Gould calling me on September 11th and saying, "Holy shit, what am I going to do? I've rented an entire hotel for next week, and I don't know what I'm going to do." This entire nation was paralyzed, and nobody knew what to do. And I said, "Sue, give it a couple days, and then make a decision." I called her back in a couple days, and she said, "Bob, I don't know what else to do but to go forward." I said, "Sue, there's no flights." At that time, all the aircraft were grounded. I said, "I'm getting in my car, and I'm driving to Chicago." I actually put my son in the car, who was a lot younger back then, and we put our two dogs in the car, and we drove to Chicago. And we went to the Chicago Adventure in 2001. And that hotel filled up with swingers the week after September 11th. And people came together. And I remember speaking at that convention, and people held hands at every single table in the room. And there was a unity there. That was something beautiful that I will never forget, because she persevered and she went on. While many other people were paralyzed and afraid to fly, afraid to go out of their house, afraid to do anything, they all got in their cars. They went to Chicago. They went to Chicago Adventure because Ron and Sue Gould put on an event and touched those people. So we kind of already spoiled the surprise a little bit. With the screen, and it's kind of me. It's our first time doing a award show like this. We got a few of the names out of order, and we already kind of tipped the hat. But the award for the very first one tonight is going to be Mr. Al Woods from Tennessee. And as he comes up, I'm going to tell you a couple stories of Al Woods. And then we're going to close out the show with the Club of the Year. But first, let's go ahead and show that loop of Al Woods. I want you guys to see Al from back in the day. Al Woods has been running swing clubs for 35 years. In fact, it started out, someone in his family was having a lodge in Tennessee, and they're having trouble, you know, getting people to come in. So they put a big sign up outside. Al had an idea. Swingers welcome. Put it right on the highway. People are like, "What the hell is that?" So they stopped, they pulled over, they came in this little lodge, and they started going, and the business started picking up. So then he started thinking, "Wait a minute, how do I get more people in here?" So he created one of the world's first swinger magazines. And the way he did it, he just typed it out and made mimeographs of it. I'm not talking about Xeroxes. This is before Xeroxes. Al was hand cranking these babies out, and he took them to this little travel lodge, and he stapled them together, and he put them there, and he thought, "Well, I'll hand these out for swingers that want to meet other swingers." And he came back a couple days later, and there was a bunch of money in the cash register, and he goes, "What's that from?" He goes, and the manager behind the bar says, "I've been selling those swinger things you put out." He said, "People bought that?" He says, and that started really the lifestyle publishing industry. Al's come a long way since then. He actually started opening up adult bookstores. And when he did, the city of Nashville said, I don't think so. So Al fought him, and he won. And he got the right to have an adult bookstore in Nashville. Al's been out at the game now for 35 years, and I've known him for a good many of those years. I've been to his club when it was at the old location, and I just flew up to Tennessee and went to the new location. Al sold his club recently and went to open it up, and everything was fine and dandy, and he'll tell you a little more about this in a minute, until a church next door said, we're not going to have that in our neighborhood, and started giving him hell. And the city went, wait a minute, remember that approval we gave you on that club? We're going to take that back. So now Al's in the middle of another big fight. Al's fought a lot of fights over the years for your rights and for everybody's rights. He's a proven winner. And when you look at him on the screen, you can see him with Nina Hartley. I think we got a picture up there. Al doesn't even know. I asked him for the picture of Nina today. He's an avid supporter of not only Bob and Tess, but of this lifestyle in general. And I think it's an honor, and it's a perfect compliment to Sue's legacy to have Al as the first ever Sue Gold Award winner, and we'll have him up here next year to pass the flame on to the next legacy. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you guys to Mr. Al Woods.
Thank you. Well, one thing, I've known Ron Sue for many, many years, you know. In fact, I should apologize for not staying in touch like we should. And with a lot of you, the things, life gets in the way, you know. And I'm very unique that, in the sense that I've been in the swinging lifestyle for 35 years as a club. But when I got back from Vietnam, I was just a horny old guy. And I was basically single, and I started a club because all the other clubs were for couples only, so I started one for couples and singles, you know. So, and the main thing is it's a lifestyle for us. Now, a lot of people try to make it a life, it don't work, you know. But I'm lucky that I've got people to work with me. I notice everybody is thinking their staff. It's really our staff that runs the places for us, you know. And again, you just got to talk. I ran, if you saw some of the photos there, I ran for city council in Nashville. Didn't win, but I got 12% of the vote, you know. So people are interested in the lifestyle, you know. So anyway, I don't know what else to say. I'm just an old country boy originally from Arkansas. So having Ginger here with me is just really real. We're from Arkansas, you know, so it's all legal. So. Here's Bob.
So I loved hearing all that history.
Can you imagine if we had to put out a note, handwrite out a note, put it in the mail, and like wait a week or a month to see if somebody was interested in,
yeah, wow,
in playing?
Wow.
Way different.
I guess when we finally got together and like events like what Bob shared, you know,
sure,
on that September 11th, when you finally got together,
right,
you completely having a good time, I'm sure.
And so we got to sit down with one of the winners of the awards. That was Swinger Safari. They won for the best app. And we thought, you know, since we're a podcast, that would be a really appropriate thing to share with you technologically savvy swingers.
Mm-hmm.
The best app. And so we sat down with those guys and talked to them about Swinger Safari.
Yeah, from the mimeograph
all the way to the App Store.
Yeah.
So we are sitting here in the playrooms with Brian and Kristen from Swinger Safari. Congratulations, you guys. They won last night for the best lifestyle app.
Yes, thank you very much. It's awesome. It was quite an honor, given that we're relatively new to the scene. We launched for the iOS version for iPhones in December, and then we launched for Google and all Android devices in June. And to already be honored with this award, it shows that we may be onto something good here. It's very exciting.
That's awesome. Do you know right now, like, how many people are using the app?
Absolutely. So right now it's available worldwide, and so we have 7,000 people, and the organic growth has just been crazy. It's been word of mouth, and primarily because what we've been told, and we happen to agree, is that there's not a comparable product out there. There's nothing else out there that does exactly what this app is doing, and that is succinctly providing that GPS mapping location real time for somebody. Let's just say you're in a vanilla environment, you're out to dinner, and you're wondering, you're looking around the restaurant, and you're curious as to if that cute couple over there is possibly in the lifestyle as well, and so you can't see the black ring on their right hand. You can pull up the app, and if they've created a profile on Swinger Safari, they would be there, and you have the opportunity to send them a wink, or you have the opportunity to chat, send them photos, whatever it may be to begin that discussion that we have such a difficult time with when we find somebody else out in the vanilla world, the real world.
Well, I downloaded it this morning, and in between having sex and talking to people,
I've been multitasker.
Yes, I've been playing with it. It seems very solid, and I can see why it won. It's free.
Yes. Yes, that's one of the best attributes we've heard thus far. And, of course, it's going to be free because we want to build up that member base, and we want to we understand the value proposition right now is that while it's continuing to grow, there might be a large number of people in concentrated areas like where we live in Austin, Texas. There's a significant number of people. New York City, Miami, but Springfield, Missouri is a little underpopulated right now. And so to charge for everybody wouldn't quite be fair. So once we get larger, we'll start exploring revenue streams, but right now we're really just having a good time making it available for everyone.
And how long did it take for you guys to develop it?
Too long. The reason being is because this is not our first time around. What happened the first time was last year, 2014. We engaged some developers with this great idea of ours and said, hey, we want to build this. And there's always this challenge when you're working with somebody who isn't familiar with the lifestyle. You can provide a blueprint for them, but they just didn't quite grasp some of the key points that people in the lifestyle really truly value, such as the need for discretion. And so when we launched the app for the first time, they were very excited to show us that the app linked out to third-party applications so that you might be familiar with, something called Facebook and Twitter. And we said, no. A lot of people in the lifestyle don't care to have all of that. And so we had to kill it. And then we started all over again with a brand new set of developers that actually listened to us. And we created a standalone platform. We do utilize Google Maps, but we don't tie in with Google Plus or any other third party. We just utilize the mapping feature, and it's completely self-contained. And that way, when you create a profile, whatever you put in that profile only stays within Swinger Safari. You won't go out to a Twitter account. It won't go to a Facebook or a Google Plus or anything else. And so that desire for discretion is truly respected.
So we've been in the lifestyle for about a decade or more, and through the years, I've seen resorts, I've come and go, I've seen people try to do all kinds of endeavors, and they've failed. And I think one of the reasons is the people that were behind it were not actually in the lifestyle. So I'm glad to see that black ring on your finger there. I think that's great that you guys are in the lifestyle and that you've...
Yeah. How long have you two been together?
Yes. Well, okay, so we've been together 22 years, and we've been in the lifestyle for 15. And this is something that we actually wanted from day one. We called it our swing dar. When we would go and try to figure out who around us was looking good and possibly, so we actually wanted to call the app Swing Dar, but somebody else had registered that domain name, so we had to search around, and we found Swinger Safari, and we stuck with that. But it wasn't until we decided, you know what, it's cool to make money, but it's so much cooler to have fun. And that's why we're here doing this right now.
We spend so much of our disposable income and our time within the lifestyle, and we've met so many great people and have just a lot of fun, that we thought that the next obvious step would be to try to have a business in it. I mean, doing, you know, it's great when you can say you work doing something that you love, and that's cool. What we do.
Are there any new features or plans for the app? What's coming?
Well, there's a multi-step process here, and so what's happening now is as we grow this user base, we're still not charging, so therefore we have no revenue coming in. And while we have no revenue coming in, it's very difficult to pay our developers. So what we do is we're just maintaining right now. We're treading water. Eventually, we get tons of great feedback about things, features that people would like to see, such as event organizations, you know, finding the local swinger clubs in their communities and things of that nature. But there's a balance that needs to be met. The balance is this. We built and designed this app to be very intuitive, so that when you open it up, it doesn't take you 20 minutes to complete a profile. Typically, an entire profile can be created in just a matter of a couple minutes, no more than five, and that includes uploading some pictures. Oh, and you also have the ability to make your pictures private. So even though we're respecting discretion, that doesn't necessarily mean everybody wants to put everything out there all at once, right? So we built in features within the application that still continues to protect people along the way, such as a lot of single females are on this app as well. They have the ability to block, you know, whoever they may choose. So we've built those features in, but we're continuing to get great feedback from others about new features that they would like to see. And so we have a wish list that we're creating, and we hope to begin building out on that wish list as, well, look, I tell you what, this community is so great. We're meeting so many new people. Just here at even this event, Nadia Nolens, and folks that just meet us for the first time are so supportive and so happy for us. It's just the positive feedback that we're getting is excellent. And we got contacted this morning. It's from somebody else that would say, hey, would you be interested in a partnership with us? So we may have an influx of opportunities arising, and we may begin to incorporate some of those additional features pretty soon. Once again, we want to show appreciation for you guys for the opportunity to talk about it. If anybody ever has any questions for us, it's easy to find us. Swingersafari.com is our website. It's not a dynamic website. It's really just there for informational purposes. It's got a couple of links so that you can find it at the Google Play Store and the iTunes Store. Or if you just want to use old-fashioned email, you can reach us at help@swingersafari.com.
Swinger Safari. I like that name. I like that name. So you put it on your phone?
I downloaded
the app?
I did.
Yeah. Now, that would have been useful if we would have had it at the airport when we flew in to New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah. We had quite a long layover in a particular city, and we met a couple that was going with our group to Naughty in New Orleans, but we didn't really get to talk to them until we got out of the plane, but we sure had to wait a long time in the airport before, and if we had that Swinger Safari app, I guess we could have
met up with them a lot sooner.
Yeah. The next interview
is them. They are an outstanding couple. Super hot, super fun, super friendly. And one of the reasons that we wanted to sit down and talk with them is because they actually did one of the tantra exercises.
Yeah.
And we wanted to hear all about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they did it with Den.
Den Timmon.
The link is on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is a little difficult to say.
Yeah.
And this is J&J.
Mm-hmm. This is your first trip to Naughty in New Orleans. How has this been?
First off, it's been amazing. It was a little overwhelming initially, and perhaps still now it's a little overwhelming. But it's been awesome because there's a group of people. We're all like-minded. We can just talk and just be open. I like that.
Yeah, it really flowed with us, like, even as we came here. I think we rode in from the airport with you guys.
Yes.
And it started off right then.
Yeah. Yeah, you recognized us, remember?
Oh.
About pre-boarding or something.
Yeah, I think we just
pre-boarded.
And as you guys were passing us, you yelled out, going to Naughty in New Orleans? And I was like, yeah. Dude, this is a plane.
Yeah. He was all excited.
There's a couple of swingers.
Look at that smile. They're going where we're going.
So what are some things that you've done here that you've enjoyed?
Just about everything. This event itself has, schedules out the wazoo, and you can kind of pick your poison. And so we really wanted to focus on the education, because they have these classes, especially the paid ones. And we're all about learning. We believe if you're not learning, you're dead type stuff. And as I, was talking earlier about the physical aspect of sex and the emotional and then the top level, the spiritual, I mean, we really want to hit that spiritual side. And so that's kind of our plan of attack for the next year. We want to really focus on the spiritual side.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you did something today. Did you to get closer on that path?
We did. I think it was yesterday. We started off with an introduction.
Right. We scheduled the free class.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we did the free class, and you didn't like it, then we'd save the money on the paid class.
But, yeah. And it was with Den. Mm-hmm. She's an amazing person. Mm-hmm. And it was an intro to just sexual energies, the different types of practices, a little light introduction to the chakras, and that was a nice warm-up. It kind of got me in the headspace, I guess. And then when today we went to the paid version of the Tantra.
Yeah, it was two and a half hour
group
class. So there was 6, 7, 8 other couples with us, all tied together with like one big bed.
And that was
literally.
One big bed?
Well, it was in that group orgy room.
The big room.
Yeah, the big room.
We were last night.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Do you recall?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I found your panties, but yeah, it's all another story.
That's funny. So you were all six couples in there. Were you all laying down, or you were just sitting around in a circle?
It's six beds, you remember, so we each had our beds, but they were touching. So, as soon as we sat down, introduce yourself to people next to you, and then, things were just flowing, and you just kind of connected to the people. And everybody there was of the like-minded as far as wanting to explore this. It wasn't like, I'm here to swinger, but I only like to touch, and you kind of know they're kind of different. These people here were flowing, and they really wanted to expand. I mean, everybody was focused on that. So that's what I liked. And me being the warm skeptic, is that the proper word of this? it was good because there's other guys in there that were the same way. And it was good to kind of, chit-chat or just feel off them and see their eyes going, ah, okay. It's not just me type stuff. So that was interesting.
Initially Dan kind of gave us the instructional aspect of it. And so we learned about energy and that sort of thing. And it was really cool because people like you who are very cerebral, she was like, rub your hands together. So we were all rubbing our hands together real abruptly. And she's like, now pull them apart a little bit. And it was like, do you feel that? And you could just hear it, like our group, we're all in a circle at this time. And they're like, ah. So she's like, this is what we're going to tap into. So she has an amazing way of pulling you in and teaching you as we went along. So after we learned the technical or the instructional aspect of it, then what we did, we kept our energy within the circle, but then we came back into our spaces in the beds. And then she brought us through a guided ritual with the techniques and whatnot that we had just learned. And so it was this amazing, again, from the head to the body. And so, I mean, we learn three different breathing techniques and how that affects our body. And, for instance, if you do not want to orgasm, this is for all the men out there, if you do not want to have an orgasm, long, deep breaths, 5 seconds, pause, 5 seconds, or if you want to have an orgasm, she called it fire. Was it fire breathing?
Yeah.
Which was real short and rapid and from a different part of your body. And so when you and I were doing this ritual, I guess we'll call it, it was past that physical part, and that emotional part was also there. But then we got up into that other area, and as we talked about just a little bit ago, when I have physical sex, I'm in control of my body. I can say I don't want to have an orgasm or I do want to have an orgasm. When we were in that spiritual realm, things happened to my body that I did not predict. you know, like just this, when we were standing in a circle, you could feel like this just streak of goosebumps. And she's, you know, she's like, can you feel that? And everybody's like, oh my gosh. And, you know, everybody has goosebumps on there. And actually at the end of it all, when we were closing, I was very, I didn't expect it. But all of a sudden I just felt this like heat, like this rush come up from down, you know, up my chest, and just tears started to run down my face. And it wasn't happiness. It wasn't sadness. It was almost like kind of a form of like release, like spiritual release. It was an amazing, amazing workshop. I'm really, really glad we went to that one because we had really good sex while we were there too.
You guys are glowing.
Yeah, it was fun. So they also taught us as part of that process is breathing, but not only breathing yourself, but breathing as a unit. So coming together and sitting on each other's lap and then actually breathing with your lips touching and using your nose and lips and just the closeness and almost sharing your soul through the breath. And that just heightened everything. So if you imagine this class with six people for about 45 minutes breathing and touching and just caressing and just building up. And then finally she gives the all clear that you can start to have slow sensual sex. Well, it was like a domino effect as far as orgasms, you know, all from the ladies, just, you know, one bed to the next. And of course that just starts everything else, you know, that stuff. And then all the guys were doing those slow breaths to make sure they didn't come, you know, right then and there. So it was fun. And then at the end, you know, everybody calmed down. But it wasn't like everybody just popped up, you know, after you normally. Yeah. It was a slow process to get back into reality. And then closing off with the ring of people, you know, after we all had kind of sex around each other, but independently. Mm-hmm. But yet you still felt connected as a big group. Mm-hmm. And the energy around there. Now, this is from, you know, a computer geek, you know, type of person. And that zero and one just doesn't add up. You know, when you look at it, but when you step back and you talk about, okay, why is it I need to breathe deep in order to hold off the orgasm? And Dan went through a good process of explaining that from a physical standpoint. And, okay, once you hear that, you're like, okay, that makes sense. You know, so for the guys that are kind of like, not sure about this, there is a physical explanation for most of this. Some of it not. And some of it, for that's really connected into your mind and spirit. Like Jay, you know, just it's wonderful to see it, and therefore she drags me along, you know, with that to that other height sensation. So it's a wonderful thing.
So are you gonna, guys, you said for the next year you're gonna explore this deeper or go to more?
Yeah, I think when you get on a spiritual journey, I think you just get hungry and you keep going, and you can't unlearn anything or forget anything.
Yeah. So was it? Awesome sex is the result.
The reward.
So I thought last night that you guys had already gone to it the way that you guys were last night. I thought that you went yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, we're pretty passionate and sensual. So last month we were in Camp Dock. At a SDC takeover, but it's the nudist swinger resort. And, you know, we had a nice audience there as well every time we played because we play soft and sensual and slow. It's not, you know, like some of the people next to us last night, as you remember, were bam, 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 bam. Okay, let's go on. No, that's not the fun.
That was when I was like 18 and 19, right?
All physical. So now it's all about touching sensuality and taking your time and enjoying us and the other people around us and feeling that energy. And I think people that stand back, you know, three deep, see that, and it's different. And, of course,
that was the light room.
Yeah, that was the other night. Yeah, yeah. But, and they were there as well. Yes, so, yeah.
Yes. I remember you, in fact, next to us in the bed, just nicely opened the curtains up so you had, like, just a straight view of what we were doing.
Yeah.
I know. You were checking.
John enjoyed it.
His position.
But once in a while you have that group feeling and the flowing right there on the bed, but you have the other bed beside you have the people watching you, and at least one of us really enjoys people watching.
I don't know why.
And it just, boom, boom, you heightened, and, you know, it takes you days to come off that, you know, once you get there. So we've learned that we love these events.
So, yeah. We like them a lot.
Yes, we like them a lot. Yeah. And it helps when you have a good body like you do. Well, so people appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you came.
Yes. It's been a pleasure finally to meet you. Yes, mm-hmm. Both of you.
You're awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Last night was phenomenal, so we're going to have to try to top that.
Yes. We will.
Yeah,
we
sure
will.
We will.
Ten on a bed, huh?
Ten on a bed. Does it sound like a shirt? Ten on a bed.
It's 14.
After we chatted with those guys, it was our last night at Naughty in New Orleans, and I wanted to really hone in on my long breathing skills because I wanted New Orleans to just last and last and last. I didn't want New Orleans to prematurely ejaculate.
So what? You were practicing your long breathing techniques?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't... So Naughty New Orleans?
wouldn't end.
Okay. You're going to just hold your breath.
Hold my breath.
Okay. Yeah, about that Saturday, you're so comfortable with everybody. You've gotten to know so many people and spoken so intimately with everyone. Even the ones you didn't play with, you've had intimate contact and connections, if it's just conversation, and you don't want it to end. It's just like, that's why for the hypnotist show, I was like, damn, why didn't I do that? Because that would keep me up longer for the Saturday night, you know? Or how, you know, you want to try to pace yourself again, and you just don't want to... I don't ever want to go to sleep on Saturday nights either, you know, because I don't want it to end.
Just so much to do. So many people to do. So there's just so much to do and so much fun to be had, and you don't want it to end.
Yes. So, Naughty Hypnotist got everybody naughty. Then the dance party began. And that was a lot of fun, dancing with everyone. And then, last night in the playrooms. And boy, was it hot. We had a hot six-some. And it was very comfortable and sexy. I really enjoyed every second of it.
Of course, we got there late, in true John Nally style.
Not that late, actually.
They were already getting it on.
But they said they were only there for like 10 minutes.
I was, for once, really glad we were late, because as soon as we got there, both of the two girls said, oh, we need to give John an introduction to the party. We need to give John a triple blowjob. John's just now getting here. And I was like, yes. Yes.
So you lay down there with your hands back behind your head.
Yeah, I just said it's good to be the king.
And enjoyed a three-way blowjob.
I live a charmed life. Two of the girls, my wife and one of the other girls, I had already enjoyed a double blowjob from them previously. And the other girl had given me a blowjob the night before, but not a double blowjob. So now I'm having a three-way blowjob, and it was fucking mind-blowing. I was lost for words.
You know, those three ways are a challenge, but...
Well, it's much appreciated.
You have to, like, claim your real estate.
I heard you. You're like, I got the balls.
I got the balls. I was right there. You guys. Yeah. Three's a magic number. I mean, over three would have been good, but
I'll take one.
Three. But that was hot, and that was cool that was a great way to be initiated to the group there.
Yes.
And it was immediately comfortable with
all of them and just felt really awesome energy from everyone, and lots of sexy energy and lots of oral, just body pile is what it was. It was a really comfortable, sexy pile of bodies of people we really like. And
I fingered one of the girls for a pretty good while, and she was so wet, so wet. And then I leaned down to kiss her, and I'm like, can I taste you? And she's like, please do. And I went down on her, and she was juicy. I felt like, yes, I felt like she was going to squirt. And I asked her, I'm like, are you a squirter? And she's squirming. And she's like, yes. And I'm, you know, I'm like, don't hold back on my account, you know. Just do what you want to do. And it was fucking hot. And then I was rock hard for you. She got me super turned on for you. And I was, you know, I hear you say it a lot of times, I need a cock. I need a cock. I needed a pussy. I needed a pussy. I was really turned on.
Well, I was turned on too. Those guys really had me going, both of them.
Yeah.
And then being by the women too, I just love it, you know, being able to caress and kiss their nipples and just touch people when they're coming and just be a part of the sex. And pretty much when we were fucking, I think those two swapped, and I don't know, but we were all in such a pile, it was like we were all fucking. It's hard to explain, but when one of the guys that I had just been sucking was fucking one of the other girls, I was just there with him, and it was, and then I think you were fucking me, and then we were all in such a body pile that it felt like we were all just fucking, you know, just being able to touch. And that's what I like about the group sex, the big body piles. And when it flows, it flows.
And it was flowing. And at one point, one of the guys was going down on you, mm-hmm. and you were running your fingers through his hair, and you're like, oh, your hair is so soft. Your hair is so soft. And then later, after we finished, I'm like, to the guy, I'm like, hey, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm going to touch your hair right now.
You had to touch it to see how soft it was.
Yeah, because I told him, I'm like, you know, I hear a lot of times I'll hear my wife say, oh, you have a big cock. Oh, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. Hair? I can make my hair softer.
So did you ask him what kind of shampoo he used?
No, it wasn't that long of a conversation.
Oh, well, but that was very, very comfortable and very sexy.
And then when they did swap, it was pretty fucking hot because I had came.
The other guy had come.
The other guy had came. Two of you girls had had a lot of sex. And now the girl who was about to get fucked. And then all of us were just on her. Like, our hands were on her. He was fucking her with his cock. I was rubbing her neck and touching her hair. And you two girls were kissing her breasts. And the other guy was also on the other side of her, rubbing her neck. And she was just getting fucked.
Mm-hmm.
By, like, his cock, but, like, all of us
too. And that's what I was saying. It's like when one person's fucking, when you're all connected like that, it's like you're being fucked by all of them at the same time. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's interesting. That was what I was trying to explain before. When we were having sex and then other people were touching us and right. We were all connected, it's just, and that's what I like about the group sex. scenarios. And I've wanted to play with both of those couples for a while now, so...
Mischief managed. I would say that this was probably the best Nolans. This was our third time. I would say it's just getting better, really.
Right, I mean, and that's hard to say. That's hard to say and hard to do. After all these years, it just seems like it keeps getting better and better.
More and more people. It was a fabulous time. The parties were just off the hook. Fun. Can't thank Bob and Tess enough for organizing all that. It's just crazy fun. And, you know, I thought that this would probably be something that we would do. We'll do it like once every 2 years. I want to go back again. I'm ready to go back.
Absolutely.
So we're definitely headed back to Naughty and Nolans in 2016, and we hope you guys will join us.
It's going to be July 6th through the 10th this year. It's earlier. And I'm excited. So please come to our website, swingercast.com, and come with us.
Sign up your naughty selves.
Yeah.
When you sign up at swingercast.com for the trip for Naughty and Nolans, you are supporting the show. And it is much appreciated.
Yes. It really turns us on. Because really, seriously, every year, the group that comes with us has been amazing. Wonderful people, and we really enjoy it, every minute of it. And we really enjoy meeting and getting to know everyone. Whether we play or not, it's all sexy, and we're all enjoying a very open, sexual journey together, you know? It's awesome.
And you made it so much fun for me. I had so much fun with you.
I did too with you, baby.
Cheeks are just like frozen with laughter. And thank you.
Yeah, your cheeks, I mean, that's the thing though. At Naughty New Orleans, like, it's like a constant smile is on your face. So, like, I remember like flying back home. Like, yeah. My cheeks were sore. I mean, all my cheeks are numb. Hope you'll join us and sign up on our website. Join our group. We'd love you to come.
Bet you would.
Yeah, I love it. And I'd love to be right there next to you when you come. I want everyone to come.
Yes. So, hope to see you there, if not sooner. Thank you guys for listening. This was a bit of a long show.
Yeah.
Probably the longest one we've ever done.
We left out a lot, but...
It was chuck full of information.
Yeah.
And
hope you enjoyed it, and hope to see you at Naughty in New Orleans 2016. Mwah! To all the people that came with us on our group, and all of our podcast friends, and to Bob and Tess, and just... everybody we met, even in the elevator, on the rides to our room, and even the doorman, the security doorman that we met. Just yes. Thanks to everyone. Just all.
And to all the swingers I've loved before.
Thank you, everyone. And check out, if you want links to, there's a ton of links from this show since it was so long, and that is on Swingercast. Are you putting that on swingercast.com,
yep.
baby?
Yep, and it's in the show notes too. So lots of link love there, and until next time.
Can you put some music on?
Some music. Send us out.
We'll say goodnight with some sounds of New Orleans. Thank you.
I guess you didn't notice it. I was trying out a new position or a new technique when we were having sex.
Are you talking about the coming in your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm paying attention. I noticed that. But you said a position. That's not really a position.
It is a position. It requires... It's more than a position. It's because it requires... From whatever position you're in, fucking, for me to pull out and manage to get in the position with my mouth over your cock the second you start to come.
Well, then I like that position.
It involves like multiple positions, or at least. And when I got good at it, I was able to do it like in one move. That was what I was working on.
I think you need more practice.
Yeah, I do. You think I need more practice?
Yeah, right. Like right now.
Like right now? I did it pretty good. I mean, not a drop spilled, man. And I was in some crazy positions and had to get into your... I had fun with that.
We better research this. If only we had... a couple of researchers here to help us out.